Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
Over the next couple of weeks, months, as God will be giving us grace, we're going to be looking at the subject of raising living communities. Raising what? Raising living communities. Can you say your neighbor, raising living communities? We must raise communities, not just souls that are living, but we must raise communities that are living unto God. Living unto God. To the end that we become true. Hallelujah. And it has to be a deliberate effort. It has to be an intentional thing. Amen. It has to be a deliberate, intentional thing. I remember a while ago, I was discussing with Dadego Chukwu, and he was sharing a vision that he saw. I think it was in brothers' meeting or something. Then afterwards, I remembered one of the visions that God showed me. I think it should be 1999. I was just a teenager, and I was praying. I was praying, just studying the scripture and praying. And the Lord showed me a vision. I didn't quite understand, but it was filled with so much light, so much illumination, so much glory, that in all cities, iniquity couldn't be found. And anybody that wandered into those cities, just by the conversation of the people, they fell down and just repented. If anybody that had a contrary life did wander close, it's like only conviction just fell upon them and they just started changing. Nobody preached, but something was over. It was like a cloud of light. And it encapsulated cities like that. Cities. When I first saw the vision, I think I should be around 14 or 15 there at the time. I thought it was a vision of heaven. But the Lord showed me that this thing is going to be on earth. Of course, I didn't know the doctrinal path, how it's going to be possible. But that vision stuck in my heart, 1999. But when Daddy Gujuku started talking, it came back strongly that, son, this is the season and this is the days wherein these visions will be accomplished. You don't believe me? This is the season, this is the days wherein these visions will be. Satan has done a job and had so much put corruption in our faces that we don't believe that corruption can go. In fact, we have become so heavenly minded that we want to escape. We want to, and the subject of escape that we are thinking of is jackpot to heaven. Let's just leave this place. I know sometimes it does me also. Can we just done and let's just leave this place? Let's just leave this place. But the concept of escape that Jesus paints in scriptures is not escape as in go away. It's escape as in be able to bear it. So that there's no temptation that's occurred to you that is not common to man. But God is faithful that in every temptation is able to what? To create the way of escape that ye may be. It took that day to bring that. You know, we used to put way of escape, we put full stop. But way of escape, it's a comma that is after it. Amen. after the way of escape. It's a comma that is after it. It's a way of escape, comma, that ye may be able to what? So, the escape is not going away from it. The escape is that you have been raised, that you have been immune against the situation. So, when it said, how shall we escape? That escape, English sense, puts in us a mindset to run away, a mindset to always flee, a mindset to be taken out of the equation. But many times what God does is that when he's building escape inside of you, he's creating immunity. Is what? Is raising your immunity. Many of us escaped COVID. But did we live? No. But the word of escape is that it gave you immunity against that which can kill others. Amen. So Jesus talking in John chapter 17. Amen. Say amen. Are we blessed? Jesus talking in John chapter 17 said that I do not pray that you should what? Take them away from this world. So the prayer is not take them away. You know, but many of us, how many of us have desired to be taken away? You're like, the stench of this, the corruption is getting so strong. Can we just wrap this thing all up and let me just go? But that's not a prayer of Jesus. He said, I don't pray that you take them out of this world, but that you keep them from the evil. How do they keep it? He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest what? Keep them from the evil. So, escape is keeping. Escape is what? Is keeping. And if we are going to be kept, then it is a deliberate, intentional work that God does. Look at, let's read down a little. Amen. Are we blessed today? Please don't mind my voice. It's a little bit cranky, but I'll be good. Amen. So, I don't pray that I should take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Then what? Can you read that to a loud church? Sanctify them, separate them. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So, the tool of separation or the truth of escape, the tool of escape is that you put your truth inside of them. You put your truth inside of them. Put your truth inside of them. If you put your truth inside of them, then, amen, they will be kept. They will be kept. Even in the midst of the world. Even in what? The midst of the world. He said, they are not of the world. Even as I'm not the Lord, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctified myself that I might what? And that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Amen. Say amen. So, say truth is a sanctifier. Or truth is a keeper. Hallelujah. Truth is a sanctifier. Truth is a keeper. But truth has to be learned. Hallelujah. Say amen. Say truth has to be learned. So, one of the things that raises communities, you see, 1 John. Look at 2 John. Look at 2 John verse 1. 2 John verse 1. Held on to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not only I, but all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sakes, which dwelleth in us, and shall what? Be with us forever. Verse 3. Grace be with you and mercy, peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in truth and love. You see community built around the word of truth. Chapter 3, I mean, 2nd and 3rd John. 3rd John. Okay, verse 4. Let's read verse 4 first. Verse 4, before we go to 3rd John 3. 3rd John 1. Verse 4 of 2nd John. He said, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking what? In truth, as we have received commandment from what? So you see a community built around truth. And a community built around truth is a community kept or preserved. Amen. To be living unto God. Amen. Now, say amen. Are we blessed today? Now, the economy of truth. Amen. The economy of truth begins with the learning of Christ. Hallelujah. The economy of truth begins what? With the learning of Christ. We saw that in Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. From verse 17, he said that we henceforth walk not as other Gentiles in what? Vanity of their minds. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the mind of God, from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them. Amen. Because of the blindness of their heart. Verse 18. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to what? Lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. He said, but you have done what so? Not so learned Christ. If so be that you have what? Heard him and have been taught of him. As what? The truth is in Jesus. Hallelujah. That he put off concerning former conversation the old man, amen, which is corrupted according to his deceitful lot, and what? Have put on the new man, which after God is created in what? Righteousness and what? True holiness. So we see that the economy of truth in Christ, amen, begins to teach you a sanctification. The sanctification is the putting off of the old man. Or of corrupted works. It is corrupt. Amen. Say amen. Amen. The truth in Christ teaches you outward, put off corruption. Say that. You put off the old man, which is what? Corrupt. Corrupt. Hallelujah. Say amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Now, a community can be raised with the truth of Christ. A community can be raised with the truth of Christ. When I say a community can be raised with the truth of Christ, the truth that is in Christ Jesus, that is what we use to interact with ourselves. Not our traditions, not our custom, not vain tradition, vain custom that we receive by tradition from our fathers. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse, is it 16 or 18 now? Amen. Let's see that First Peter. Amen. Because we can be, say amen. If you say, for as much as you are not redeemed from your what? From what? You are not, know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as what? Silver. So when you talked about corruptible things, corruptible, the basis of our relationship is not silver and gold. It's not just low defiled works of the flesh, corruptible things. When a community, say amen, a community can be so transactional in their interaction that everything, the bottom line, is money. Owolobade, are you understanding it? Owolobade, everything, money for hand, back for ground. Before you talk, before you, what is involved for me? You know, a community can relate like that. Before any decision is made, the financial gain that is in it can be evaluated. Do you know that some marriages are contracted like that? Permutation and combination of how to. In fact, some people plot their way out of poverty by marriage. So they actually scheme and do. There is no leading. What leading of senses? No leading of spirits. Some people, the basis of the school that is attended is this. The bottom line is this. The conversation is built around corruptible things. But a community can be raised using truth. The truth that is found in Christ. Truths of righteousness. Truths that truths concerning holiness. Purity. You know, purity can guide what school your children go to. Purity can guide the businesses, how you transact business with your colleagues, with your fellow brethren. Purity can guard the kind of house you rent. Because sometimes we do church, and then when it comes to conversation of life, we leave all of those things behind. And we resort to our default mode inside, and we don't live by it. We don't live by it. Sometimes even the choice of course to study, many times it's gold and silver that determines it. The highest paying job now. How many of us waited on our spirit to say, Lord, what will you have me do? Before you fill the jam form. Or before you went to go and do that IT course. So you see that somewhere the truth that is in Christ is not the influencing decision. It's the construct, the permutations of the heart of a man. In Peter, he was saying that, James rather, James chapter 4, he was saying that, go to you that say you go into such a city and do business, so, and make gain. That you don't know that those that say such things, he said, go to ye that say, today, go back to verse 13. Today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue near here and buy and sell and get gain. Is that verse 14? Say, whereas ye know not what shall be a morrow, for what is your life? That's the question. What exactly is your life? It's not talking about the brevity of your life. It's not talking about the exact brevity. It's talking about what you live for. What your life is, what you live for. Said that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. Verse 15. Said, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live. You didn't get it. We shall what? We shall live. Live. That live is not that we will see tomorrow. We will live unto God. Other than project how you will make money tomorrow, can you project how you will live tomorrow? We will live. We shall live. If the Lord will, we shall live. Death! We shall live. When you are looking at tomorrow, we hardly look at living. We hardly look at the project of living. In fact, we can plan our business, we can plan how we'll make supplies, we can plan how we'll do this and do that and do that. But we never get to plan how we will live. Now, look at what it says. He says, we'll do that, do this and do or do that. Verse 16. He said, but now ye rejoice in your boasting. And all what? All such rejoicing is what? Evil. So, you see that Satan has designed us to live in our mind. Now, how can you say planning to go to a city and do business and make gain is evil? Now, it takes a light to show you that that work that you are doing, that thing that you call is a reputable, noble aspiration. If it's that a man like this is a respected member of the society, they call him an industrious son. Are you understand? An employer of labor. Is that not so? But in the eyes of the Lord, because his soul is not tuned to living, he is an evildoer. Because what is prime in his heart is not living unto God. He's not first to live. You know, Daddy was saying the other day, Mommy was witnessing concerning Daddy rather. He said, I don't want to die for 1 minute. I don't want what? Did we hear that? I don't want to what? Die for 1 minute. One bit like this, I don't want to die. So, they use love to live. He said, we have to use love, enough love. Because I don't want... Now, that's a soul cautious of living. But many of our decisions, many of the... God, if you are conscious of living, you won't hesitate to apologize. You won't hesitate to apologize because you are not holding on to your things. You are not holding on to your ego. All you want is life. The only conditions wherein you may find it strange, if the Lord comes over you, and that is very rare. When the Lord comes over you just to judge something, that's very rare. But you know that it is not your thing. It is the Spirit of the Lord that is possessing you, not your own wrath. Amen. So I was saying that. Say amen. The truth in Christ is the first economy that raises us according to that first Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20. But let's see John chapter 6 45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learnt of the Father cometh to me. Now put this and 20, Ephesians 4:20 together. Is that we both they heard Christ and they were taught of Christ. Then they heard the Father and then they are learning of the Father. Is that In convention, they taught us about teaching and learning. Is that not so? that they are opposite ends of the same coin. Amen. So, the same way a soul sits under the economy of Christ, amen, to even or to learn truth, amen. The same way the soul sits under the economy of the Father, are you understand? To complete the curriculum of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, truth is a long span of curriculum. Are you understanding? That spans from the sanctuary into the most holy. Hallelujah. In fact, what we call truth, say truth, is what they call body. Or is what they call the new and living way. The new way is the truth found in Christ. The living way is the truth found in the Father. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The new way is what? The new way is the truth found in Christ. The living way is the truth found in the Father. So in Hebrews chapter 10, he said that he had consecrated for us a new and living way through the veil. So say through the veil. Say through the veil. I used to think that the veil is the flesh. But Pastor Tosi helped us to see that it is not the veil that is the flesh. It is the way that is the flesh. The way just passes through the veil. Because the way is both new and living. And it passes through the veil. But the way itself is the flesh. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The way. What I mean the way is the truth that is in Christ. Hallelujah. And then what? The living way or the truth that is in the Father. Or the truth of the Father. Now, anyone that has the truth of Christ and that doesn't have the truth of the Father is a premature baby that is the body is not fully formed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The body is not what? Is not fully formed. Because, say amen. Amen. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? It's not fully formed. It's not fully formed. It began formation. And every child that is not fully formed, is either he has problem living or he dies at birth. In fact, some people used to say, a baby that is not born is better. Because this one will give headache. There's another Yoruba adage that is similar. Patapata la foju kuno kuno la dete oju afo foto ija ni dale. All of you Yoruba boys that don't know what it means is this: that if you want to be blind, be fully blind, and if you want to be lame, be fully lame. But the eyes that is not fully blind, it always causes quarrel, because you say, I saw a car, but whereas it's a horse that you saw. I give a verdict. So that's why Jesus didn't allow that guy to go. When some men as we say, because if he sees men as he can go and cut one down, he think he's cutting three. So please, don't go. It's better. Is either you are fully blind or fully. Someone said, half truth is worse than no truth. Half truth is what? Half truth is worse. Why? Because you have a perception that you know it all. It's like food. You know, nobody ever gives you poison alone. They give you food, then they have poison. It's better you go hungry than you eat food with poison. Even though it has something like that resembles food inside. But because it's not pure food, it's more injurious to you than ordinary hunger. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is this, that we cannot afford to not complete the journey or the curriculum of truth. Amen. Say amen. We cannot afford not to complete. So when the Lord begins to raise a community of people with Christ meal, it is expected that they press forward into a greater light. Go back to that Peter 1:18. Amen. Are we blessed this morning? I'm trusting God that the Lord will raise us up. We will have skill, wisdom, strength, resilience to build communities that are living. Living unto God. Families that are living. Workplaces that are living. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Churches that are living. Communities, households. You find a whole street. You have living people. I mean, this is part of the visions of God. And how he does it is that he puts truths. Truths. Pours truths. Pours his truth inside of them. Pours his truth. Then they use the truth to live. Like we saw in 2 John. He said, for as much as you know that you are redeemed from corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation redeemed by tradition from your fathers. Let's go down. But with the precious blood of Christ Jesus, a lamb without spot, without blemish and without spot. Who verily was for then before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last times for you. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have what? Are you seeing? Say, seeing that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. In obeying the what? So, you are not just learning truth. Amen. You are not just hearing truth. You are not just learning truth. You are obeying. So, the purification that truth brings is actually in obedience. Now, there is a blessedness in hearing. Hallelujah. Say amen. There is a blessedness in hearing. There's a blessedness in hearing. Bible says that many prophets... prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and to hear the things that you hear, and they were not given. So that you hear, blessed are your eyes for they see, which see, and your ears which hear. There is a blessedness for even to hear the declarations. Hallelujah. But the actual or this full measure of blessing is not just in hearing. You hear. Then you are taught of the Lord. But much more, the seal of the blessing comes in obedience. That's where the work of change or purification comes in. When we hear, what it does is that it illuminates us to show that there is an alternative life, which before we were oblivious of, or we were ignorant that it even exists. Amen. Because some people, the conversation we have seen in our life is how our parents lived with our mother. How our mother responded when there was no money. How our father reacted when there was a quarrel. That is all that we have known. And what we watch in Hollywood. Do you understand? So, you will be surprised that the picture of marriage that some people have is Cinderella. That's the picture of marriage that all the things that they read in Mills and Booms. How many of us read Mills and Boom that year? Jesus, don't ever go there. It will spoil you. It will what? It will damage you. It will wreak havoc to your mind. Some people are still reading it. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, that's the picture. Many people. So when you are hearing, say hearing, it paints to you an alternate picture of life, which either though you did not even know existed. But your life is not based on it yet. You have not even tried to experiment it yet. Then, after a while of hearing, the Holy Ghost now activates learning. Where they now take you to the field. Say field. They take you to the field and begin to subject you. Amen. Begin to subject you to the dynamics of the new life that you are learning. That's when rubber hits the road. That's when the ayah begins to shake. That's why you believe that heaven wants to kill you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because they are now teaching you or training you in the way of the truth. But, say amen. You have not begun to obey from your heart. You have not what? You have not begun to obey from your heart. In those states, many of the obediences in that state are forced. Many of the obediences, they are what? In fact, some Holy Ghost has to stay on your neck or appoint somebody, a parent or a spiritual head, to ensure that go and repair, go and apologize. I say, why? That's what it means. One of the things that you know is that obedience is not pleasurable to the soul. Most of the time you do it crying. Because, and the thing that makes you do it is because you know that there is a consequence to it. You are still in the learning process. If your obedience is based on consequence, you are still in the learning process. Why? How do I know? You have not begun to do it joyfully from the heart. So, purification has not fully come. But after a while of subjecting you, sometimes they just leave you. They just leave you. Leave all the restriction and see what is in your heart. What will you do? They what? Leave you and to see what is in your heart. They remove all the restrictions. Just like some of us can be staying with people in the house. Then they will tell you, hey, this day, before they go out, this is what you eat. This is the portion of Maggi. This is the meat. This is the food. They will measure everything out for you. It's like you don't have any room. Then after about, if they've done that for you 6 months, then one day they just go, fix us what to cook. They want to know what is in your, have you learned the spirit of the house? or you go and do your own thing. So some of you are like, ah, finally they've left. You resort back to the old thing that you see. They know that this guy has not learned anything. He has not learned the spirit of the house. Because what is in his heart? Because he said the heart of man is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked, who can know it? So God has to search the heart. How does God search the heart? He puts you through things. Then sometimes he withdraws to see. Let me know the state of the heart. Has the heart changed? Has the heart learned a new thing? God sometimes withdraws to see what. One of the prayers I pray, when such seasons come, when the Lord steps back to see what it, may I not fail. Those are the seasons where many of us write exams that we don't know. They've been giving you such a, you just leave, give you one window of liberty. Then all the Lord that went on suspension, revive. Then the husband that, guy, let's go back to square one. Then some of us will be having dreams that you are repeating primary school. You are repeating, or you are seeing just that one. I remember a season in my life. Oh, Jesus. I was always dreaming. There's this one. I said, the dream will be so real. So real. Like 400 level. I wake up, I'm like, see, me graduating. At the point that I have to go and check my certificate. That, no, now. Multi graduate now. Happy. It was so vivid that, like that there's one final paper I've not done, and that the day of exam I slept off, I didn't show up. And it was just repeating it. For about 6-8 months, I would just wake up, am I sure I've graduated? Because the dream is so real. Then I knew that, there was one place I was failing in the spirit. Then I started paying attention. God, Lua, this course, I must pass. So say amen. You people are looking at me as if I'm the only one that used to have it. Now, thank God, that place, you don't pass. You don't pass. Amen. No, it's not a palatable experience, something. Amen? So I said, they want to ensure that you have done the truth from your heart. You have found the wisdom in the leading and in them subjecting you. You know that the goal of God leading you is to build a nature inside of you. How many of you today, initially when you first got born again, coming to church can be a chore. Going to church on a Sunday can be a chore. But now, do you need to wait on God to come to church on Sunday? Or to stream meeting? Why? A system of truth has built, has shown you the indispensability. Some of you, it has become second nature. If you don't do it, it's as if you have sinned. Because something, now, there's a time that doing all righteousness will become like that. That it will become so normal to you that not doing it will be as though you have grieved heaven. That you are not waiting whether heaven says. Some of us, you can still wait whether you have resources. You are telling whether God is leading me to give. It's because there's no judgment yet. Because when judgment comes, you won't need leading. There's a light of nature that has been raised. That will just, it's not that they left the house. They didn't tell me what to cook. No, it's because somewhere, that soul is still deficient somewhere. He's still careful. He's not perfected in love. He has not exercised itself unto liberty. So There's a way you pick the spirit of the person or the owner of the house that you know what to do. Even when there is no resources. Because you have fully captured the spirit of the house. You know, that carefulness is an infirmity, is an iniquity amongst us. That you have to be careful. Let me just be careful. Let me just stay where they put me. Oh. That is an iniquity, is an infirmity. Let love be without dissimulation. So if I'm still having to be careful, I think Mommy Ellie was talking about it. If I'm still having to be careful around you, then there is a fault. There's a fault somewhere. That means I cannot fully be bear to you because our spirits are not knit together. It's a function that somewhere we are deficient in truth. The curriculum of truth, that truth ought to have worked inside of the soul for us to be bear, has not been wrong. Somebody skipped classes. Say, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. This obeying the truth is obeying the truth from the heart. Obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love. Say unfeigned love. Say unfeigned love. So, obeying truth brought them to unfeigned love. This is the truth of Christ. Brought them to this level of love. Where their love is with sincerity. Their love is without hypocrisy, without partiality. Unfeigned love of the brethren. Then they say, see that ye love one another with what? A pure heart. A pure heart. See, if they have to see that they love with a pure heart, that means somewhere they've not fully apprehended purity of heart. Some of them are coming into, they have begun to come into the purity of heart, but they've not fully come into the economy of pure heart, only wholesomely. So he said, the end of the commandment is what? Charity out of what? A pure heart, and of what? A good conscience, and what? Of faith unfeigned. That's the end. So say the end. The end. Yes. I'm not hearing you, church. Yes. Say the end. Yes. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Out of what? A pure heart. Look. Sometimes light casts things over us. Let me show you. You know, that feeling of being used, say, being used, is because your heart is not pure. Sincerely. Just imagine. I know he's a pastor, he will not. Then he comes to me and keeps telling me that he doesn't have money, or he just knows the time to come and eat in my house. Do you understand? You know, there are some brethren that they are Olumori Loruko. Do you understand? They just know how to come at the right time. As the food is just getting down like this. Co. Then you change your time. Then they change their time of visitation. Then you keep it and keep discussing, and it seems as if they are not going. And you're hungry. Your guy is killing you. I'm like, ah! What kind of anointing as is this guy have on him? Then, when it seems as if he just went and not opened the cupboard, ah, wait till you get out. When he sees that you are not bringing it out, he went and ran. Ah! Amen. If that is where it's bad, you know, I used to have a colleague in school then. They are always not sending money to him. How many of us have those kind of friends? They are not sending money from home. They are not sending money from home. So you are the only one that cooks. All your pocket money use it to cook. But this guy is the one that wears, by the time you buy clothes, you buy jeans. Ah, you know, like, jeans when me I don't get. Because some people that they first starve themselves to go and buy clothes. But you can't starve yourself. You use your money to buy food. You go there hungry like this, they know you. Bring money, I don't get anything. Bring money, I don't get anything. Then you carry money. If sometimes you take your hand out money, you go and buy food. Both of us will eat. Then the next week, new shoe. Ah. You know you can be angry. How many of us, you can be angry that this guy is taking me for a fool? Am I telling you the truth? You know that it's because your heart is not pure yet. It's because your own heart is not pure yet. Sincerely, I tell you the truth. You were not doing it voluntarily. You're doing it out of necessity. You're not doing it out of... God loves a cheerful giver. That's what Corinthians says. 2 Corinthians 8. He said, not out of necessity. So, all that you were doing, if you had your way, so, you analyze the financial situation as long as it's not better than me. So, once I think it's better than me, walking, you can't fetch from the well. Walking, it was my place of work. I heard that adage. You don't fetch from the well and pour it into the river. I just say, what gives us those sense? So you feel that because this person is no. I remember a person. So people have now also learned wisdom. See, artisans, that's why they always wear rag. I remember one artisan. He used to go to the boss house, then the boss would be giving him this thing. Then one of the days, that brought his car for the boss to come and bless, pray. What was it? That was the last. Because somewhere, he says, say evil heart. There's just that thing that I want to be. Now you are not sure. Okay. My level are right now. Now, that some of those laws are inside every one of us. So, there's a place where you don't want to be used. You don't want to be taken advantage of. Amen. You still regard vanity. You still class advantage. You still have cada estimation of ratings of men. Are you hearing me? You still have cada estimation of the rating of men. So, He doesn't want to be used. That if he discovers that this person is taking advantage of him, rots, tears inside, then he shuts up his bowels of compassion. Now, he's not pitying him as a miserable soul that Satan has kept in captivity. But because of value for the corruptible, silver and gold, he now shuts up so that he won't have less. But a soul that has been raised with light, you know that this guy is suffering. This guy is what? I should be giving to him until he sees that there is nothing in this corruptible. I should keep ministering to him till he sees that what? There is nothing. What is gathering is the wind, is vanity. Because there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than it is met and yet tendeth to poverty. You know, you can relate with a soul like that until the wretchedness of his estate. You just come to that. With all the things I'm doing, I never have enough. But you, there's another economy upon your life. In fact, me Oshimo, one said 50,000 lad, no? Because you just seen that. But something holds the heart not to be able to relate like that. Because somewhere, he's guarding his own life too. Amen. Are you hearing me? Let's go back to Peter. Sorry. So, see that you prefer your soul in obeying the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that. So, I said that obeying truth purifies the heart. This is the truth of Christ. Where everybody's, say amen. Everybody bears one another's body. And nobody feels the heart of what he has is his own. Amen. You see, people can relate with each other in a community like that. People can what? Relate with each other in a community like that. The only reason why, if I'm going to hold back, is because Christ impressed upon my life that it's not for your benefit. I shouldn't kill you further. But left to me, I don't mind giving you everything. Left to me, I don't what? I don't mind giving you everything. I don't mind. Because it's an exercise of truth. As she opened my eyes, adjusted my eyes to see that there is nothing in this thing. Amen. Amen. You know, we can teach children like that. Thank God for our communities. Oh, if you see how some little children jump at money, Jesus, I saw one film, one clip, I think on Status. They were in church, they were children like they did on Thanksgiving Day. Then somebody went to go, which is a bad culture, but somebody went to go, the guy dropped mic, the boy dropped mic, he was gathering. Jesus, I was shocked. The guy, is the parents, is the way they've lived in the house. You've seen what they have put premium on. The child has seen conversation. He's seen how the wife argue over money. Hey, oh, me. So something has impressed upon the child's mind. that boy shouldn't be more than 5-6 years old. If you see how he dropped this thing, to pick, he's more than our politicians, sincerely. Sincerely. The kind of Jesus. I was shocked. Maybe before that time, I didn't believe that a child that age. But they led a conversation. But do you know that a child also can be raised with charity? A child can be raised with so much charity that he will be going on the street. And what do you see? You see one destitute and he will go run back to the house, go and carry things in the house and go and give. So he said, you see our parents. You see, Agbetineta. Oh, Agbetineta. Are you seeing? Because, say amen. Some of us, death has killed us more than the children are more innocent. When you say, I don't have power, let me say, we have one inside the store. He said, keep quiet. Because you have calculated the life. You have calculated under Tinubu's autonomy. One jerrycan of power is beyond 25,000. And amen. Then they say, we don't even have rights. Which we are trusting God. But the trust, your trust of God is inside your store. We will conquer that fear. That fear of what Paul said to the Hebrew church, Hebrew chapter 10. Go to Hebrew chapter 10 from verse 26. Amen. Are we blessed today? I said God will raise us living communities. We will not just have isolated living, but we will use living laws, living truths to relate with one another. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 27. Go down. Say, 8:28. Go down. 28. Okay. He that passes Moses' law died under without mercy under two or three witnesses. Go to verse 30. Yes. It's a fearful thing to fall. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. So, but remember the former days in which after what? You were illuminated. Ye endured what? Great fight of afflictions. Partly whilst you were made a grazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst he became companions of them that were so used. For he had compassion on me in my bonds and took joyfully what? The spoiling of your goods. Now, this economy came after the illumination of the living God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen. Go back to verse 30. Is it 30? 32. He said, no, verse 31. He said, it is a fearful thing to what? Fall into the hands of the Lord, the living God. Amen. He was talking about vengeance. The same thing he was talking about in Romans, where he was talking about, is it Romans or Thessalonians? Thessalonians. Thessalonians chapter 4. Thessalonians chapter 4, I think. He said, Thessalonians 4. He said, don't defraud one another. For God is an avenger. Yes, God is an avenger of every. So that no one go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. So when he said talking about avenger, vengeance, he said that in the season of the living God, don't defraud your brother. Are you understanding? He said, in the season of the living God, don't defraud that Thessalonians. You know, Thessalonians are an epistle to a living church there. They turn to the living, to serve the living and the true God. Amen. Say amen. Say amen. Amen. So he was telling them, don't defraud one another. So he said, look at what he said. He said, for vengeance, this year where you say that, he said that anyone that's done despite to the spirit of grace, trampled underfoot the Son of God and counted the blood wherever he was washed and on holy thing, he's saying he's breaking the laws of life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He said, and he was not saying that there is vengeance. He said, think how much sore punishment will be thought of that person. Amen. Shall be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, who had counted the blood of the covenant where he was sanctified and unholy thing, and had done despite to the spirit of grace. Then he said, for we know him that said, vengeance belongeth unto me, and I will recompense, said the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Then he said, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Then he said, call to remembrance the former days. Because this church had come to the living God. They wanted to go back. After you were illuminated, so light came. Say, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a grazing stock by reproaches and afflictions, and while you were made, partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. Verse 34, he said, for ye had compassion on him about, and what? Took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. The spoiling of your goods. Knowing in yourselves that what? Knowing in yourselves. You know, some brethren can spoil you. Like 6-7 of them will just come on your own visit, unsolicited, into your house. And God says, part of the commandment is that don't be weary to entertain strangers. Hebrews 13. Look at. Because spoiling, you think spoiling is just... Let brotherly love continue, eh? He said, be not what? You know, that spoiling, man. You that you have calculated your 1 week allocation. Say, bruh. Say, bruh. They just come en masse. Say, they spoiled you. They spoilt your cupboard. They spoilt your store. By the time they moved through, and some brethren are like wild wind. If they pass through your store, it will not remain the same. And some, they will not only pass through your store, they will pass through your wardrobe. They will make sure it touches. They will, because amen. Say, took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. May they spoil our goods. Hey! I said, may they spoil our goods. Those things that we have treasured in our hearts. That is taking the place where the Lord should be our treasure. I say, may they spoil it. God will just anoint you with an anointed brethren. He will not just leave you alone. You just come. The day you come, you just come into your wardrobe. Hey, this clothes. And God will not allow you to say no. He will pay you like. And you won't be, next time you won't be able to say, I'm not at home. Amen. You know, some brethren need to come and take our darkness away. Where you know, God just anoints some people to come and know where your idol is hiding. And for them, it's not an idol. They just use it ignorantly. But for you, it is death. But you to God will raise you. You take it joyfully. I say you take it joyfully. So somebody has been calculating whose house you will go to now. Amen. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Is that? Don't worry. You'll be the more blessed person. Be praying that the wind should blow. Let the wind blow, let the wind blow. Let the wind blow, let the wind blow. Awake, awake. So, don't worry. Wind will blow. Amen. I have to finish. I thought I would. How many of us are blessed today? Say amen. So let's go back to John chapter 6. Then I'll go to 2 John and we are done. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. I said God will raise strong living communities where what we are trading is life. What we are using to live is life. The life that is truth that is in Christ. Truth that is in the Father. I say, John 6 from verse 45. Strong living communities. Living communities. He said, as written in the prophets, they shall be taught of God. This scripture was prophesied, all your children shall be taught of God, great will be their peace. Amen. So, the interpretation of being taught of God is to hear the Father. And what? To learn of the Father. Amen. To everyone, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh to me. Now, let's go down. We're reading to the 50s. Amen. Can we do that quickly? Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Very verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. That bread of life, sorry. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Beautiful scriptures. Say amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. I thought that was about flesh. The new flesh and the living flesh. Or the new way and the living way. Amen. Is my flesh which I give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, now can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Verse 53, I think we're going to 57 thereabout, quickly. Yes, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up. So, before he was talking only about flesh. He hadn't talked about blood. But now that he's talking about blood, he's talking about eternal life. Okay? So, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Verse 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me shall live by me. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So, say new flesh. Living flesh. Say new flesh. Say living flesh. He said, this is the bread that came from heaven. The living flesh is the bread that came from heaven. The new flesh is earth's bread. That's John chapter 3. Amen. I spoke to you of earth. If I begin to speak to you about heavenly things, how shall he be able to take it? Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The living bread, say living bread, or living truth, is also a commodity that we use to live amidst ourselves. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It can be the life of a community. Okay, before I go further, let's begin to read Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, because that's what they said is he, the voice of he that speaketh from heaven. Chapter 12, they were talking about Eve that speaketh from heaven. Hallelujah. They talked about he that spoke on earth. From verse 25, Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 25, quickly. Amen. Sorry. Are we blessed? Is this time worth it? Sorry. See that ye refuse not what? Him that spake. For if they escaped not, who refused him that spake on earth? So there's been a speaking on earth, and they did not escape. How much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? So he that speaketh from heaven is actually the bread from heaven, which is actually speaking the Father's name. Amen. So now, the voice of he that spake in heaven, from heaven, ended with, let us serve God acceptably with fear and reverence, for our God is what? A consuming fire. Then the next verse, chapter 13, let brotherly love continue. Let what? Brotherly love. So that means if it says continue, it began from the speaking. Hallelujah. It began what? From the speaking on earth. But they speak brotherly love from earth to heaven. Are you understanding? So you now see why Peter said, seeing you have purified your soul in obeying the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you what? Love one another with a pure heart more fervently. So that's continuation. So you must love from charity to fervent charity. So that's continuation of brotherly love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Say, let brotherly love what? Continue. And that thing will bet you, according to Peter, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. So the ordinance, the lines of that is continuation. So we must keep brotherly love. We must what? Keep brotherly love. Keep brotherly love. From earth to heaven. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be. This is where it is. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about. Amen, 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 amen. So you love to heaven. I said, you do brotherly love to heavens. Let brotherly love continue, huh? Verse 13. Amen. Don't be forgetful to what? Entertain strangers. For what? There are angels here. It's not only angels those heavenly beings that are called angels. There are angels here also. Angels actually means sent ones. So they can send somebody to your house. There is messenger. Are you understanding? Yes, that's angelos. say, receive openness of mind. You don't know the blessedness in welcoming messengers, angelos. Say, thereby some have, they did it unawares. You know, one of the things that we know that we will prosper with angelic ministry. Some of your revelation is, the dot your revelation is entertaining your brother, sharing your biscuit with him. Because those angels are ministers of things of salvation. You just gave your brother food, then breakthrough concerning light and judgment just begin to happen. Reverence teaching that you didn't understand before. Because of you opened your heart to an angel. And you didn't think your brother is an angel because you think the angel is you. Amen. But look at the context. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unawares. Eh? Amen. Remember them that what? In bonds. As bound with them. This is what he was talking about in chapter 10. You see that? The people that suffered affliction, as being in affliction with them. He said, that was your manner when you were first enlightened. But somewhere, you lost that thing. Go to chapter 10. Say amen. No. Not choosing another two. When the place where we read in chapter 10, Hebrews, verse 30, what is that? From verse 32. Amen. Quickly. I ought to have rounded up already. Amen. Yes. After you had a great flight of affliction, go down. Partly why you are made a great sister by the reproaches of her, and you became companions of them which were so used. So you were companions. You had fellowship. You accompanied with all those that were experiencing the same things. He said, remember those that are in bonds, as being in bound with them also. Go back there. And them which suffer what? Adversity. As being yourself also in the body. It's not a ya. Some of us, after that, yeah, that's all. Your bowels are not moved. You are not thinking, are they surviving? What's the psychological state? What are they going through? Sometimes you think too much that you are present in their shoes. You are present in their reality. The heart is not joined. It's if I share my own self. God will just help everybody. Continue. Amen. Them that are born has been born also. Them that suffer as adversity has been present with them also. Then marriage is honorable. You see, ordinances of relationships. Marriage is honorable in all things. Someone say, thank God for today. Don't worry, you don't know. If you know, you know. It's only the married people that know. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Marriage is honorable in all things. One of the beauties of living is beautiful living couples. Marriages. Jesus. God will drive away every death from our homes. Death between husband and wife. God will drive it far. In the name of Jesus. In this season, our homes must be alive. The love between husband and wife must be very alive. Very alive. Where religion, tradition, mindset will have been driven far away. The marriage is honorable in all things. The bed on the fire. The womongers and adulterers, God will judge. Hallelujah. God will give us, you see, God wants communities. The foundations of the earth are out of course. Because laws, Satan has crumbled laws. What we see is not familial. I say, what we see around is not the picture of family. God must restore family by truth. By putting truth back in homes. Putting truth back in husband. Putting truth back in wife. Putting truth back in children. They will say living families. Living families. Our marriages will not be like our parents' own. Yes, no matter how beautiful it is, because I know it still falls short of the standard of truth. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just tidy up with that John, 2 John. I'm done. I'm not even able to. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. I wish we had more time. Can we desire God? Can we look forward to a community where truth is the commodity that we use to relate? Truth is the currency that we trade in. Truth. Truth. From new unto living. Where I will not hear something about you and condemn you before even finding out. Yeah. I'm disappointed at her. Yeah. In fact, from today, I don't like people like that. Lenwe. In a community where the living God is. Love. Say love. Even if she did it. Love. Say love. Say love. Covers. Not few. Not one or two. Say love. Covers a multitude. Multitude. Can you trust God that God will raise you so high in love? That when your heart is reacting, you say, God, raise me higher. Raise me higher. Raise me higher. Because I must still love. I must still love. Amen. Start from verse 1 again. Verse 1, 2 John. Verse 1, 2 John. Verse 1. You see, I'm not the one delaying you. I'm not the one delaying you. If you add all the one second, it's not me. They held on to the elect lady and her children. Wow. Whom I love in the truth. Hi! You see, this one is not emotion love. It's love in truth. Hi! Oh, Jesus. We will love like this. I say we will love like this. You know, sometimes we love people because they dress the way we want to. We love people for different reasons. Sincerely. Just like, I love this guy because he's good. I love his jive. He gets swag. I love this guy because he's not a talkative. He's just combo. I just love this. Me, I like this guy. All those nonsense love. That is not truth. That is the foundation of it. Ah! God will judge it. It's not truth that is instructing it. And it's not after truth. Those are the things that create divisions in the church. He said, I love in the truth. And not only I, but all they that have known the truth. So as they are knowing truth, they are loving us. I say we will love like this. In the name of Jesus. The love of the truth will influence a love for us. Ah, yeah. He said, for the truth's sake. Everything is built around. See, I love them in truth for the truth's sake. So the reason I love you is because of truth, not because of anything. I love you in truth for truth's sake, which dwells in us and shall be with us forever. How did a man get here? Can you imagine this community? I love you in truth for truth that dwells in me and will be in me forever. That means I can never, never come to a place where I will not love you. Because the reason why I love you, is in me and it remains in me forever. It's an everlasting love. Did you get what I'm saying? Is what? Is an everlasting love. Because of a work that has been done. For the truth's sake which dwells in us and shall be with us forever. Now, you can't love in truth without having known truth and learned truth. You can't. So they must... You must hear truth. You must know truth. You must obey truth before you can love in truth. Because the light of truth will not be the parameters of love. Say, for the truth say, we dwell and shall be in us forever. Last, grace be to you and mercy from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth as we have received the commandment. Amen. 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 So, the Father gave a commandment that not only you, your children, to walk in the truth. Are you understanding? Not only, look at what the Lord said to Abraham. He said, I found Abraham, my friend, who will command his children and his household after him to walk in the way that they could go see. Don't anamnesis. So, you see that when it comes to the zone of a father, of the commandment of the Father, they are not just looking at your own personal life. They are looking at your community, instructing your community to walk in the same ordinances of truth. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That it's not about your life. The commandment of God to Abraham was not based on his own. He said, I know him. But not for his own sake, that he will command his children and his household after him that they keep the way of the Lord. So you see that God starts making us conscious beyond our life concerning our children, our household. Then it begins to become a community thing because God wants truth to be found in our community. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God wants what? Truth to be found. The truth is this. The same way sin was cultured, righteousness can be cultured. Living atmospheres can be cultured. I tell you the truth. The same way what? Sin, corruption was cultured, raised. The same way righteousness can be cultured. The same way living atmospheres can be cultured. And God will raise you as oaks of righteousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you may look yourself to be weak, but something is happening. God is putting truth inside of you. I say God is putting truth inside of you. God is putting... Just keep hearing truths. Very soon, in a short while, the Lord will raise one who will now be a bastion of righteousness and then begin to culture. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But we need to hear truth, learn truth, obey truth until truth becomes a nature. Hallelujah. Are we blessed today? Are we blessed today? Can we thank God? Can we thank God? If God has blessed you at all, let's just thank the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord. Can you pray for yourself? Can you pray for yourself? That in this learning, you will satisfy the commandment of the Father, the desire of the Father in raising, living atmosphere, living communities. You first and foremost be living according to the truth of the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you pray? I want you to pray. From your spirit, I want you to pray, Estania. Now, many of the things I'm saying may just be hearing. You may just be hearing them from the first time. And it's not wrong, but I want there to be a desire that if this is what the Lord is saying, Lord, I want to be like this. I want to be like, let me create a hope inside of you. Earlier, if you have heard it before and it's God is revisiting it inside of your heart, can you pray that the Lord will expedite a work, an installation of truth in your inward part. Bible says he desired truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part God desires to know wisdom. Can you pray that the Lord will install truth? He will install truth, truth upon truth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you Jesus. Lord, you're strengthening our communities. Ours are at family levels, ours fellowship levels, different communities, and as a church, you strengthen this bond of life. You increase the voltage of truth supply in every home, in every life, in every table of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will raise for yourself in not too distant times strong, awesome communities cultured by the truth that is in Christ and in the Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Peradventure, you are here. You've not given your life to Christ for whatsoever reason. You don't know the things. You don't know your bearing from what I said. It's a good time to give your life to Christ. Or to acknowledge the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive life so that you can start this journey. Say a prayer in your heart. God hears. Yes. But eventually you are listening online, anywhere you may be. Maybe even in another compound close to us. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He wants to quicken you. He wants to make you to live. Yes. He can free you from that bound of sin. He can make you to live unto him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Say that prayer. God, yes. He's hearing. Yes, yes. It's as simple as that. You become a new man. With a hard man believes unto righteousness. with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We give you thanks, our God. Thank you for your church. Thank you for the work of sanctification that is ongoing, because you will complete it. You bring us to the full circuit of your work. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.